In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All day long, poor Lazarus sits out on the sidewalk, just outside the rich man's home. The rich man wears purple and fine linen. Lazarus wears what's left of his filthy rags. The rich man dines sumptuously. Lazarus' stomach rumbles with hunger. The rich man has everything he needs, everything he wants, and then some. Lazarus only has dogs that come and lick his sores. Lazarus needs food. Lazarus needs clothes. Lazarus needs medicine. Lazarus needs love. But he gets nothing from the rich man, who has to know he's there. Lazarus is practically sitting right on his front porch. Well, they both die, Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus is carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, into heaven. There in heaven, Lazarus receives from God everything he never had but always needed in this life. The rich man, he doesn't make it to heaven. He ends up in hell, longing for Lazarus to come with one drop of water to put on his burning tongue to try to quench his torment in the horrible, unending flames. Abraham tells him, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things. Likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented." Jesus tells us this story to make one important point. There is a Lazarus in your life. Right before your very eyes, maybe literally sitting at your front door, is someone you can't help but see. Someone who needs clothes and food. Someone who needs medicine. Someone who needs a friend who loves them. Someone who needs you. Maybe it's your neighbor across the hall or a few doors down. Maybe it's your old friend who just moved to the apartments, or your old neighbor who just moved into the nursing home. Maybe it's that new resident who just moved in and was all excited, but now she lays on her deathbed dying. Maybe it's that widower down the hall who just buried his wife. Whoever it is, God has placed a Lazarus in your life. And today, God calls you, and God calls me, to help them however we can. God calls us to serve those Lazaruses in their time of need. He calls us to help them in their time of trial. He calls us to love them as we love ourselves. What if you don't? What if you just ignore the Lazarus in your life and continue to eat your good food and wear your nice clothes and take all your medicine and just take care of all your business? What happens if you just go on enjoying all the blessings God pours down on you in this life and ignore those in need? What happens then? Then you go to hell. That's what happens. And once you're in hell, there's no getting out. Between us and you, Abraham tells the rich man, there is a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. So open your eyes. Open your eyes and look around. See the Lazarus God has put in your life. That person is there so you can help them. Feed them. Clothe them. Pay for a prescription if you can. Pray for them. Befriend them and spend time with them. Acknowledge their existence. Empathize with them in their pain and suffering and struggle and love them however you can. When you do that, when you open your eyes to the Lazarus in your life, no matter who it is, you will see Christ before you. Christ. Who became poor for your sake. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a slave and coming in the likeness of man. Christ humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. Jesus became poor for you. Jesus became a Lazarus for you. Jesus gave up everything in heaven to come to earth for you. And in the end, he had no place of his own.